changes in it at all. And I don't think any native does. Because it was a nice, sleepy town. We knew everybody. That's how come I know so much as I do. Because my grandmother was in business. And she naturally associated with more people than just the housewife did. And most of her customers were her friends. They'd come down when they didn't want to buy a hat at all and visit with them. Mm-hmm. And she, my mother was very, very popular as a young woman. She was pretty and attractive. And like the boy next door said, if I looked like her, I'd have got a husband. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's all right for the younger generation. But of course they have more advantages now. Spring Hill College is one of the oldest colleges in the South and one of the best. But the University of Alabama, I don't consider on as high of education at all as Spring Hill College.
Really?
And another thing I'd object to, they've got every nationality nearly out there. I mean, they've got Russian professors, mm-hmm. all denominations. Now, I don't think that's necessary at all. What do we want to learn about Russia? The least we know about them, the better off we'll be. Because you know we're going to get mad with Russia. And now, I do object to they letting these Vietnamese, whatever you call them, come in here. Mm-hmm. 30 came here the other day, 30 young men, between 20 and 26. They went to Mount Secure, which is down by the Battery Way. It's a seafood place altogether, especially for oysters.
Yes, ma'am.
They're known, their Mount Secure oysters are known all over. It's just like the Blue Point in the just down Maryland.
Yes, ma'am.
But I guess, like I say, it's right to open up your arms to somebody that's down and out. But when they get so many of those people over here, they are keeping our Americans without work. They can't supply work for the whole world.
That's true.
I just can't see it. And just as soon as they get a footing, they try to get ahead of you.
Yes, ma'am.
Foreigners are shrewd, you know. They're shrewder than we are.
That's true.
Now, they say Americans are so venturesome. And I had the experience of believing that. Like I say, not that I'll hope on Canada. But when we went to this French village. And the priest told us that he could not meet us, but he was sending for us. Mm-hmm. So we get off in this little French town, and a lot of college boys and girls were at the depot going off on the next train, going off to college.
Yes, ma'am.
And we didn't see a soul there to meet us. Well, we didn't know what he was going to look like anyhow. And my mother said, well, I don't see anybody. She went to a man. She said, did you come to meet? Did you come for a chance to meet two ladies? She says, what's the name? I don't know. Didn't know a word we said. Well, she asked all around. Nobody knew anything. Finally, she said, that boy looks like he might speak American. I'm going to talk to him. She went over and she said, young man, would you mind?